Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is. She is so hot, sassy, sexy, fluffy. Your host for tonight with LaCrutch Hearts. You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network. Let's talk about matters of the heart. Broadcasting live from the streets of New York, Brooklyn, stand up.
And now you've got yourself something funky.
What's up, family? It's your favorite person in the whole wide world, LaCrutch Hearts. I'm finally back. First episode. Happy New Year's. All that good stuff. As you heard, this is part of the Heart Exposed Heart Network. This is my my mini blog, sort of like that. This is going to be my personal blog. It's called Rambling of the Heart. I don't have a set schedule yet, but I just thought that this is the time. If I'm going to get it done, this is the time to get her done. So right now, it's after work, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm here on time. Actually, I was kind of early. It's been a whole year. I took a hiatus break for a whole year. So this first episode of the new year, I had to rename it. Let me reintroduce myself, the super fluffy flirt, LaCrutch Hearts. I'm not new to the game. I'm not new to the airwaves. I'm not new to Blog Talk Radio. I've been rolling with them since they were a free company. but here I am, back at it, and I'm going to take it one week at a time. I'm not going to make any promises that I can't keep this year. That's on my goal list and my aspirations, and we're going to get into that in a minute. But this is just a 30-minute show. It's not going to be long at all, 30 minutes. It's just me rambling. I'm talking about whatever crosses my mind. At the end of the day, this is my digital therapy session. If you roll with me, you roll with me. If you don't, that's cool too. But as always, I invite you to like, comment, and share. I do have a call-in number. I'm not going to give that out because y'all not going to be able to call in right now. But anyway, I do have a call-in number. We'll see how that works as I progress. But for right now, it's just a 30-minute show of me just sharing my most inner thoughts and just whatever I want to talk about. You know, like sometimes you just got stuff on the mind and you need to tell somebody, and you know, sometimes you don't want to tell your cousin. You want to tell your friend, you know. So I'm gonna tell y'all guys, whoever listens, whoever tunes in. Anyway, Not On Purpose Talk Radio will be back on the airwaves regular time Tuesday, January 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's gonna be our first show. But coming back, and I'm going to be doing a whole new reintroduction. And it's just going to be, once again, me, myself, and I. And that's where we're going to get in more adult conversations. You can call in. It's going to be a longer show. Might be some sponsors, some guests, you know, all that good stuff. You know, we're going to get back into the swing of things. You know, that's my plan. That's my goal. That's one of my goals, to get back to me. I'm on a new journey to find self-growth, self-love, and self-support. Last year was a trying year for me. This year should be hopefully a much better year. Well, it's not going to. It's going to definitely be. Yeah, it's definitely going to be a good year. Anyway, so guys, let me tell y'all, first of all, the one thing I don't do, if you know me, y'all know, like I said, I'm not new to this. Y'all know me. I've been on the airwaves for years. I have over 400 episodes in my belt. I talked about everything. I keep it 100. I don't go back and edit my shows. So if I said it, it's been recorded. It's out there for the world to hear. You go and check out our website, heartsexposedheart.com. Anyway, so the one thing about me is I don't cook. I've always said that. I'm not a cooker. I'm an eater. I'm a looker. I'm an eater. I'm a taster. I'm not a cooker, right? Lately, I've been trying my hand at cooking. Oh, boy. That is a whole feat in itself, but it's part of my self-growth journey, okay? So let me start from the beginning. I got a few I have a few goals, aspirations that I want to do this year. So one of those goals is called the Self-Growth Challenge. And basically, each week, because I can't do the year, but each week I'm going to do something that is going to be towards self-growth, something that's going to help me personally, emotionally, mentally get on the right track, get back to basically my basics. That's what I'm going to do. I think everybody got these same goals, you know, take care of your health, take care of your mental, take care of, you know, everybody got these goals. So that's basically what I'm doing. So each day on my Facebook page, I post up, you know, what we're going to focus on and stuff like that. And we're only 3 days in, but this is part of that journey. And one of the things that we had to do for today was the accountability. So this is my way of part of my system of keeping myself accountable. Like I said, there's no set schedule just yet. This is something that I will be doing on a weekly basis. So it might be on a Tuesday, it might be on a Sunday, but the goal is to make sure I have it done weekly, right? That's where we at right now. I'm not going to overexert myself. I'm not going to, like I said, make promises that I can't keep or be unrealistic about what I'm capable of. So right now, this is that, my personal blog. This is that therapy session. The first week of my self-growth challenge. I'm talking. I'm trying to type. I'm doing a little thing. I'm sorry. My apologies. You know, so bear with me. But the first thing that you're going to do for the self-growth challenge is this radio show is going to be part of my my accountability system. I'm also blogging more. I have a note, you know, notes and stuff like that. So the first week of the challenge of the year is all about developing important habits and establishing things that will serve as the framework for getting the most out of my day over the next year, right? Like I said, we're on day three. Day one was to reflect. I did some reflection on how the last year went. 2021 was, okay, so 2021, it's stemming off of the pandemic that hit us in 2020. So, you know, 2021 is like, okay, this is the time to, because 2020 was scary. The pandemic was, when COVID hit, it just, mentally, I was just distraught. So 2021 came in. I was like, okay, this is something that we need to, to take the reins of. So my goal ended up being to do grown folk stuff. You know, I took on new challenges, and I put them in a category as this is what an adult would do. And that was my basis for the whole year, really. That was my train of thought for the whole year, that this is what an adult would do. I have to stick to it. I have to be committed to it because this is what an adult would do, right? This is, you know, you buy a car, you got to maintain this car, you got to take insurance, you got to do this, you got to do that, you get into an accident, you know, but this is something that an adult would do. This is, you know, this is me taking a new step in a different direction. So that's what 2021 was for me. I started something, and it's still ongoing, but it came with a lot of stress, disappointment. It came with overall just, I can't even find a vocabulary for it. Give myself credit. Let's say that, because I'm normally a downer. I'm a doobie downer, right? But to give myself credit, I did that. I'm doing that. I'm here. It's done. You know what I mean? Like, I did what I was set out to do. I took a step in a new direction, and I'm maintaining it, and I haven't given up on it yet. All I'm trying to do now is reinvent. Because that way didn't work out, right? The first step, the first plan, it didn't work out. So now I'm back at the drawing board. Like I said, it's a new year, and I'm trying something new. But I'm not letting it, you know, just get discouraged. I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm just going to follow through with it, and hopefully there's a light at the end of the tunnel, the grown folks train to, you know, the tunnel. Anyway, so that was day one to do reflecting on 2021. I reflected. Guess what? I'm leaving it back there. I've been trying my damnest not to go back there. As much as you want to say, oh, I did that last year, I'm not doing it. Like, this is, I was like, this is it. I'm not, just after this week, we're not talking about 2021 no more. You know, we're going to grow from what we learned, what not to do in 2021, and we're going to take all the positive that we got out of 2021 and we're going to apply it to 2022. And where I said, like, this show is me reintroducing myself to y'all and also to myself, because I felt like with the pandemic hitting and my health and the new frontier that I tried, I felt like I am just discombobulated. I'm just like a puzzle that needs to put, you know, certain stuff back into play. And I need to get a handle on stuff. So that's what's happening right now. So normally, I don't do shows like these. That's another thing. Like, I'm really jumping out of the field here because I feel like I'm talking to myself. That was always my phobia, of doing the radio thing. I've been doing this since 2006. Right. Was, and I really sit here and talk to myself. But there are episodes, there are times where you are talking to yourself. You are the listener, the host, the engineer, the producer, everything at one time. You know, and, you know, sometimes you get people to come out that support you, that, you know, they check out the show, stuff like that. And I'm grateful to the people. But when it comes to the live shows where, you know, from 6 to 6:30, like that part, this is just going to be me. I mean, I'll put it out there. You could tune in. You could probably chat with me. I'll probably have all that set up. Like I said, today was just a really impromptu. I wasn't feeling well. Things got out of my reach. But officially, I'm going to put my little stamp on it. Y'all know how I do it. I have everything set up. I have the chat room on this page. I have Twitter on this page. I'll be tagging this one on this one. See, so right now I'm just focusing. I'm just talking. And I'm just really being here. That's what I'm doing. I'm being here. Okay. So, once again, if you just well, you're not just tuning in, but once again, let me say this because that's what I'm used to doing. This is the Ramblings of the Heart. I am your hostess, with Crush Heart, a.k.a. the Super Fluffy Flirt. I am currently doing this show to reintroduce myself to whoever follows me, whoever listens, whoever supports me, whoever wants to know. I got so many ideas and ideals and just overall just need somebody to talk to. And who best to talk to than yourself? So that's what's going on right now. I'm talking to myself. So welcome to Ramblings of the Heart. And right now I am telling y'all about my new goals and aspirations for 2022. And we're talking about the self-growth journey that I have started. I'm on week one. And week one is me just trying to be, trying to develop habits, being consistent. If I'm going to post every day, I got to post this every day. I'm trying to also work out of not overthinking and overwhelming myself, because sometimes I'll get an idea and instead of just letting it be, I got to see the whole idea. I can't just, like, normally it's just like, okay, I'm saying this weekly thing. Normally I have 52 weeks planned out. I'm not doing that. Right now I'm just focusing on this week. And at the end of the year, those weeks come together, right? And that's when you see the whole picture. So everything that I'm doing, every challenge that I put in front of myself, whether it's my health, whether it's money, whether it's self-growth, self-love, self-support, it's all on a weekly basis. What I need to accomplish this week. What bill need to be paid this week? I'm not worried about next month. I'm worried about this month. What needs to happen this week from January 1st to January 9th? What needs to be done? So that's what I am doing. I mean, January 7th. I said 9th. So it's 7 days a week, right? So from Saturday to Friday, this is week one, right? Okay. So day two, I did day one. I was reflecting on 2021. Day two was to make a list of what you want to accomplish for the year. Hold on. Sorry. What you want to accomplish for the year. Like I just said, do what I did. I put a few things out there. Like I said, my first thing was to take it 1 week at a time. The other thing was to finish this week challenge. The self-growth challenge. I want to finish this week. My other thing I'm doing financially, I want to save $5,000 in 26 weeks. I start that this week. I want to change my mindset. I'm no longer chasing my dream, but following a plan. My dream has become my plan. That's what we're doing this year. This year, it's about self-support. I'm tired of always at the end of the year or at the end of the quarter not having enough financially, not having enough emotionally, not having enough. So that's what I got to do. I got to change my mindset. And that's part of, you know, I'm also in the process of the weight loss surgery. That's something that I've been, my weight is something I've been battling with all my life. So I have started that journey as far as weight loss, trying to figure out, is this something that I want to? Can I commit to this? Is, you know, this is not reversible. You know, once it happens, it happens. You know, so this is, it's a big decision to make, and I'm trusting myself that I'm on this, once again, grown folks journey. This is adult stuff. I need to start adulting. So that's where we at with that. And another one of my goals is to make an extra $100 or more a week. You got your regular 9-to-5, right? That's out the way. You got your 9-to-5. That's one thing. Now, all the side hustles and all the things that I do, can I make that work for me all week long? That's my commitment. So I got all these ideas. I got all these plans. I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to work with you. I want to work with that. But it doesn't add up to me if I'm not profiting off of it. You know, it's just me talking. It's just me playing if I'm not seeing some type of profit at the end of the day. Some type of, what's the word I'm looking for? Some type of success, some type of something tangible. You know, something where, you know, I don't have to say, oh, I'm charging that to the because I do that a lot. I do, you know, you make an investment, it don't work out, you're just going to charge that to the game. No, I got to stop charging it to the game. The game that ran out is credit limit. I reached this credit limit. So now we need to start working on that debt. Literally, that's exactly how it is. I'm going to reach my credit limit in the game, and now I need to start debt management. So my goal is to make $100 or more from my side hustles. I got a million side hustles because I got a million things that I want to do. It's not like, oh, I don't love doing this or I don't do what you love. And the things that I love to do consists of me having my hands in many different pots, many different pots. And I'm, like I said, I'm not going to overwhelm myself. I'm not going to overexert myself. I'm not going to overthink it. We're just going to focus on this week. So this week thus far, I have made $80. So, and we're only on the third day. So guess what's going to happen by Saturday? We're going to be starting all over again because I'm already reaching my goal. My minimum is $100 a week. I'm already reaching it. Right? So I don't got no claps, but normally I have that uploaded, but I ain't got no claps right now. So I'm just going to clap myself on the back because that's part of what you need to do. I don't do that. I never took the time to just stop and I did that. You know, somebody else had to remind you that you did that. Like, you know what? At the end of the day, you did it. You said it. You set it out. You plotted it. You planned it. And you did it. So at the end of the day, I set it out. I plotted. I planned it. And I almost did it. So I got to find a way to reward myself, you know? Do I get a gold star? I'm going to have a chart. That's what we should have, a chart. Chart, and we're going to give ourselves stickers. And gold stars, that's going to be hilarious. So, but like I said, I'm only focusing on this week at a time, but I have plans for the whole month. So let me just tell you, I got plans for the whole month. So right now, we're just going to focus on this week. So, let's see. Right now I am, oh, wow. I've been talking for so long. Okay, so now let me finish because I only got like 5 minutes left. I didn't even realize. Okay, so that's my top 6 things to do for this year. Those are my top 6. How about that? We're going to leave it at that. And then today's challenge, day 3, I put it up on my Facebook page. Y'all can follow me on facebook.com/LaHarts, LaHarts. Add me as a friend. I also got a La Crush Hearts page. Hearts Exposed Heart got a page. Crush Creations got a page. Those are my top 3. I'm going to stop there. I got a lot of pages, but I'm going to stop there. So you know, you can get me. Go to the website, heartsexposedheart.com, and you're going to get all that info. All right, so last but not least, I'm on day 3, and day 3 was basically take the goals that I had for the year and break them down to quarterly. So pretty much I've done that too. It all just ended up happening because I've been working on this actually self-growth thing before it actually started. You know, I've been plotting and planning before it actually started. That's the way I got through the Christmas holiday. You know, that was my way of focusing, and came across this quote: without personal accountability, we cannot grow, nor can we ever improve ourselves. So now I need to bring myself back to my essence, but I need to make sure that I take what I've learned from this growth, from this journey thus far, and apply it so I can make myself and I can improve myself to be a better individual. So now, day three is break down those goals you said, the yearly goals, break them down to quarterly goals, and then use a weekly accountability system to track your progress. So that's where this show comes in at. And if you join me, that's great. If you want to chat with me, that's even better. I'm available for everything. I'm accessible. That's one thing you can, I'm accessible. If you want to send me a DM, you can send me a DM. I don't check Twitter. I barely be on Instagram. Everything is connected. So if I post on one, it actually does like a mass post. So everything is connected. Your best, better off is to hit me up on Facebook Messenger. So to not overthink and overwhelm myself, I broke my goals down into quarterly, and this is a weekly affair. So, like I said, my $5,000 in 26 weeks. The first week it says to save $55. Done. I already got that done. That's out the check. I already plotted. That's my first thing. I done. I put it where I put it. And I'm going to talk more about that later on this week, or probably Wednesday, something like that. We'll get, but I'll come back and I'll tell y'all how that's over. Another thing was to make $100 on my side hustle. Right now, I'm at $80 on my sexy time, super fluffy flirt. She's at $80. And that's just me being it. So that's a plus right there. And it's only Monday. So, we got the rest of the week to make more money. Like I said, I'm going to keep y'all abreast. Keep things going. Keep things transparent. That's the word I'm looking for. That's my niche. I'm a transparent. This shows transparency. I'm going to let y'all know how my progress is going. If you are following my journey, thank you for the support. If you comment, share the show, comment. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can hit me up on Instagram. No, don't hit me up on Twitter. I'm lying. Don't hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Instagram or Messenger. Because I don't do Twitter. Like I said, everything is automated with me. I try to connect everything. So if I post on Facebook, it's going to show up on Instagram. If I post on Instagram, it's going to show up on Facebook. So all my things are interlocked. But I'm very, very accessible and transparent. I just got the 90-second mark. Oh, my God. It just gave me a heart attack. Oh. I haven't been on air so long. The damn mark. Oh, my goodness. I got headphones in. And it just 90 seconds. Oh. Whew. It just gave me a whole heart attack just now. Oh, my God. It's been so long since I've been on. I need to get back to the swing of things. Quick, fast, in a hurry. So, once again, this is my 60-second mark. Anyway, thank y'all for checking out my show. Thank y'all for following me. Thank y'all for supporting me. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. I hope y'all have a great, great week, and I hope y'all stay tuned to more of La Crush Hearts. Tune back or stay connected to me on Facebook and Twitter. Once again, the website is heartsexposedheart.com. Follow me and y'all get the updates on when the next show will be. Remember, Not On Purpose, Adult Conversations with La Crush Hearts is scheduled to return next Tuesday, January 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all that good stuff. I'm going to have everything ready for y'all. So anyway, y'all enjoy y'all week. Stay good, stay safe, and Let's keep it going. Let's do this. Anyway, I don't know if it's still recording or stopped, but bye, guys.
You're listening to Not On Purpose Talk Radio on the Hearts Exposed Heart Network.